talking, I start reminiscing about my existence and how I have lived it. One thing that I learned, what you keep believing still, something shouldn't happen, then you're guaranteed it will. Take, for example, the time that I was married. Yes, I used the vows across the threshold she was carried. We were doing okay, just about a minute, then the shit came down. I wonder if you can guess it, she cheated on me. Oh boy, how it hurts, my heart ripped in two and then scattered in the dirt. Stop eating any food cause I was nauseous all day. Lisa, pain and misery, you lose a little weight. But over some time, I learned to forgive her. Swallowed my pride, I thought that marriage is forever. Opened my heart and took her back in. Then she went, fuck somebody else again. So, where's the punchline? I gotta be a punchline. Where's the punchline? I gotta be a punchline. Where's the punchline? I gotta be a punchline. I'm holding my breath and I'm waiting to say, where's the punchline? I gotta be a punchline. Where's the punchline? I gotta be a punchline. Where's the punchline? I gotta be a punchline. I'm in my breath and I'm waiting to say, so many ways to drown. I know. Think me negative person. There's always somebody whose problems are worse than the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. But fucked up cousin or my alcoholic neighbor. It's just that I see we have something in common. Fate likes to play and create these sad dramas. Plus as a star and the world as a villain. Plots stay the same, yeah, we just keep on killing. Selfish, just stop